Okay, so hello, my name is Claudio Caldato. I'm a program manager in the interoperability team, and we are here today to talk about one of the interoperability scenarios that we are working on, that is around identity. We have one important program in our team that is called IVA, the Interoperability Vendor Alliance. That is, the main goal is to show interoperability, to test interoperability scenarios, to make sure that Microsoft products work well with other vendors. Along with the IVA, we also are working with the Microsoft Sun Interop Lab. And today we are working, we are talking about exactly one scenario that is showing how Geneva Server can work, can interoperate with Sun OpenSSO product. So here with me today, I have Caleb from the Geneva Server team. So I'd like him to introduce himself.
Hi, yes, I'm Caleb Baker. I work on the Geneva team, where we have Geneva Server, the Geneva Framework, and then Windows Card Space Geneva. And we just released a beta a couple of months ago. And for that release, I was involved quite a bit with some interop work that we were doing, particularly around SAML protocol. We just started pulling in SAML protocol into the suite of protocols that we support with WS Federation, WS Trust. So it's really been great working with other companies and starting to hook up our pieces with, you know, the offerings that they already have.
Cool. So one thing that we will do today is we will show one of the first scenarios that we worked on that are with Sun SSO. That demo was done specifically for the Java 1 conference about a month ago. So Caleb now will show you a little bit of the architecture, and then we'll go directly into a demo to show you how we were able to make the two applications work together on a single sign-on type of scenario.
Sure, so I'll just whiteboard the demo that was shown at Java 1. So for any of you in the identity space, this will be the typical standard diagram. But basically, so the center here, of course, is the user, and they're sitting at their web browser, and they want to access an application. So in this demo, we have the auto parts application, where Contoso users can check auto part inventory items. Now this is being protected by a Geneva server, so that when the user goes and tries to access this application, they're going to get access denied. I should add, this was written using the Geneva framework. So this is actually using WS Federation back. It gives a redirect back to the browser, and then redirects the user to a Geneva server, STS, which is going to offer the user the ability to choose which identity provider they're using. So that's basically where their account exists, who they're going to log on to. So they can select that identity provider, and in this scenario, we're using Sun's OpenSSO. This is a STS that they've set up for us. So that redirects back to the user's browser and off to OpenSSO. And at this point, there's been a protocol transition, where now this is actually talking the SAML protocol to OpenSSO. The user authenticates, at which point security token gets posted back, handed back to the Geneva server, STS. This generates a brand new token for the user that allows them to access the auto parts application. And then it can also transmit some claims information, so it customizes the page for the user, or information that can be used to make authorization decisions. And that's basically the flow of what we'll be showing.
Yep. Okay, so do we want to go and I show the demo? And you will see this is a simplified a demo. We didn't want to add too much complexity. Clearly, you can think about the auto part application as being, for instance, SharePoint or any other sort of application. So in that case, the Geneva server can work with third-party authentication system, identity management system like OpenSSO, in order to provide a smooth user experience.
All right. So demonstrate the demo. We're going to show the user accessing the auto parts application at Contoso. They're going to click on the link. And now when they navigate to the page, they get access denied, which gives them a redirect to Geneva server instance that's being hosted by the Contoso Corporation as well. And then this is a landing page that lets employees select what corporation they're coming from or who their identity provider is. That's in the drop-down. Right now, this is pretty much just populated with a bunch of interop or different test Geneva server STSs. But it does have a link to the Sun OpenSSO STS. So we're going to sign in there. So the user selects that identity provider, signs in, and this causes a redirect to the OpenSSO logon page. So now this is where the user would enter their corporate credentials on one of their corporate servers and sign in. And re-enter that. All right, so they've authenticated with the corporate server. That creates a token that gets posted back to the Geneva server STS using the SAML protocol, which then generates a new token using WS Federation, transmits a token to the auto parts application, and the user gets logged on. And you can also see up here that the welcome demo user, that demo user is actually the name of the user, and that's been pulled out of the token as one of the claim values. And then also this user has browsing privileges, which has been pulled from role information from the incoming token, but they could also have purchaser or admin roles based on what was in that incoming token. So the authorization can be controlled as well. All right, and that's the application. So yeah, so that demonstrated accessing the Contoso Auto Parts application, which is written using the Geneva framework. But really that could be any application that uses the WS Federation protocol, such as SharePoint, where we have a role and membership provider demo out as well with our last beta that can show how that can seamlessly be worked into this flow, or you know, whatever application you want to write as well.
Okay, so perfect. Thanks, Caleb, for the demo. This was the first example of the type of work that we are doing around interoperability on identity scenarios. So there will be definitely more. On Channel 9, we will post new videos with, for instance, Geneva Server working with other application, other vendors. And then we will basically see you soon.
All right, and I should also add as part of that that this work was largely done because of a white paper that we had collaborated with Sun as well as part of the Geneva Server Beta 2. And you can get that up on the www.microsoft.com Geneva website. And I should also mention we did a similar paper with Novell also demonstrating SAML interop. And you should look forward to more interop work from us as well in the future as we start building in some more SAML features into the product.